chillax. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
This is the Countdown Redefined.
When Airtel says data is life, believe it, because we've got you covered for life. Airtel, now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data. Airtel, the smartphone network.
Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Refine Countdown Show. I'm your boy, Kenzie DC, and chilling with me in the studio is Abdul Warid.
What's good, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
According to him, he's the jiggy chemist, right?
Yes, I am.
Boy likes to feel himself too much. Can you just imagine?
There's nothing wrong in me feeling myself, as long as it's myself.
There's everything wrong in you feeling yourself, man. You're too proud.
Bro,
Calm down. Calm down. Anyways, we have a very wonderful lineup for y'all this evening. Just ride with us, flow with us as we take you through the top 10 fast rising artists for today.
As always, we bring you good music and the best of fast rising artists, standard. So how was your week, bro?
Man, my week was stressful as hell, man.
What happened? You always have a story, so just I don't need to tell you to start, but just start.
No. I don't always have a story, but okay, this week I have a story. Because I'm trying to juggle everything, you know, as far not blown yet. We are trying to learn many different things at the same time. So I had photography classes, I had, you know, preparations for OAP thingy. It was crazy, man. Like, imagine waking up from sleep by like 5 a.m. and you're like, huh, and the only thing that comes to your head is, where's my camera? I need to shoot.
Are you serious?
I swear, it literally happened on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I woke up and I thought it was like, because I go for lessons by like 11.
Okay.
I woke up by like 5.
Wow.
And I'm like, shit, I'm late. Where's my camera? And then I ran into the bathroom. And then my mother was like, huh? What? It's so early. And I'm like, I'm late. And I entered, but I literally had my bath dressed up. Then I looked outside.
Bro, you need checkup, man.
Guy.
Yeah, are you that stressed?
I am that stressed, man. It's like classes in the morning, shoots in the afternoon, editing in the evening. The next day is we do this critiquing where we have to like analyze the pictures we took. That's it. Then after that, it's practicals again. Then you're editing again. It's like a whole cycle. And then she is eating my brain. And
by grace, because we also will pay now.
Amen. Oh, amen. That's the prayer.
No more. So before you know, let's dive right into our number 10 song for this week.
Yes, yes.
And this one, we have Chris Olad. And he calls this one, what does he call it?
Let's find out.
Higher than heaven.
It's time for number 10.
I'm drowning my alcohol, I'm still higher than you. I feel no pain, no gain. Let the breath fly away. I'm running on a walk of shame. King of the real estate of kings. Listen to the words in the wind. Clearer with a rope on tree. I feel no pain, no gain. I write my songs this way. Snow days on the fast lane. Fresh starts on the slow mind. All because I'm higher than heaven.
Yes, and that was Higher Than Heaven by Chris Olad.
Higher Than Heaven.
Can anything be higher than heaven?
Well, apparently he knows something we don't, so I think we should...
Is there something you take to get higher than heaven? Because I feel there are steps you should take to get that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's possible. I'll say the feeling is possible.
I've been there before.
You can feel no. I'm coming from church. See, if you look at me, I'm a native. We don't do such. You know, my mother trained me well. No,
such.
Let me explain to the people listening to me, because people are giving me a bad name. I'm a good child. You can hear it from my voice.
It's okay. So Kenzie, what's your take about surrogacy?
Surrogacy, I actually don't mind it at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, if you
for someone to carry your own child in our own body, and
I mean, it depends. If my wife has some medical, I mean, you can never know if she has some type of medical condition that doesn't allow her to get it. I mean, of course, we would want a child of our own.
Okay, is actually still your child, but
exactly.
Someone is just
she's just been like a living container, basically.
But religiously, like the Nigeria belief and everything, the cultural tradition, don't you think?
I mean, yes, there's culture into it. A typical Nigerian parent would tell you, with God, all things are possible. Go to church and pray, and your wife will.
We depend on God too much, man.
So much.
Because there's this shop beside me. This woman, she complains that I don't have customer. Then she literally spends about 6 hours in church praying for customers in the shop that she's not in.
Can you imagine the time that she's supposed to be spending strategizing, planning out, okay, how can I get more customers? I'm not saying praying to God is bad, but come on. Like, even in the Bible, it's written, faith without work is dead, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to actually put in the work. I mean, a Nigerian will go to church by 6 a.m. when he's supposed to be at work by 7, and he'll be praying for promotion and breakthrough and success in work. And you are going late to work and you expect them to promote you. How is that possible?
It's not possible.
God,
man,
is not a magician.
You just need to change that mindset, man.
I'm telling you, man.
But imagine the surrogate mother, yeah? What if she starts claiming the child? Like, I carried the child for 9 months and stuff.
She can't claim the child.
Why can't
she claim
the child?
There are, how do you put? There are,
you sign your contract.
Things, yeah, in place that would actually stop her from claiming the child.
But you know, there's always this attachment now from
womb
by everything.
Yeah, she gave birth.
So imagine me. So let's say I'm a surrogate mother. Imagine me giving birth to your child. Like, oh, I love this child. You get this.
I get. Yeah, the human attachment
will
surely be there.
So I mean, if I can't have the child, you can have the child.
You can't kill my child.
Why not?
I'm gonna kill you first. But okay, that's by the way. She can't actually claim the child, and we would have already signed the contract, and I'm pretty sure we would have a therapist on board that would be able to, you know, see her through her dark times.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get my child.
Okay. Or you get your child. Let's move right to our number 9 song. Our number 9 song for this, we got Control by Tsunyi featuring Kobe Wolf. Let's
Ooh,
go.
Kobe Wolf.
This guy. She would be scared because the way he shouted.
No, that guy's officially my guy now. My guy.
Bloody thumbs up.
It's time. Number 9. Drink all the light. Maybe it's the feel of the night. Maybe it's the way your eyes undress me. Maybe it's the way that you move. Baby boy, you put me for a cruise. Oh, what you doing to me? Where they make me want to give you control. Oh, control. Make you do it as you know. No rush, boy, take it slow. You know just how low to go to make me lose control. You know just what to do. You know just what you do. Hands on my body. You know I'm wanting you badly. Boy, I just wanna be the girl you like. Hands on my waist. I love the look on your face when you see me in that dress you like. You they make me want to give you control. Full control. Make you do it as you know. Boy, don't you take it slow. You know.
my God. Bro, my voice.
I'm just speaking about people's children. Private universities.
Oh Lord.
There was this viral video I saw on Instagram about 2 days ago. So this teacher, look, it was a pastor. The pastor collected, tried to seize a student's phone, and the student refused to give him in Babcock University. Then the security men started beating the student.
Like, beat him.
Beating the student.
Because he refused to release his own phone.
His own phone.
When I see these people, they are not even in primary school. They're in prison. My personal property. You want to collect it from me? I tell you,
It's actually pretty crazy because I don't see any reason why you should beat an adult. Because if I'm coming to university, definitely my parents know I'm old enough.
Exactly. One, there should be some sort
plus,
of free
imagine
will.
Imagine me 21 plus, then someone is just beating me, man. I know what's right and I know what's wrong. Give me the natural punishment instead of just is assault.
That's assault. That's
it's actually pretty wrong. Because I don't know what are you trying to correct from me. Because they say the rod is actually to correct. Correct what?
That's the point. Correct me from not giving you my phone.
It's just pretty sad and it's pissing, to be honest. Because I can't. I don't imagine, like, even in school right now, if a lecturer should say, like, definitely see me pressing my phone and stuff.
Of course.
I say, bring your phone over there. First thing first, I'll stand up. Like, me. If I see that it's me, thank you, sir, and I walk out. I'm not that bad. I'm not a bad person, but you get to prevent unnecessary stuff. Because
there's actually an option to walk out in a public
university.
I mean, I get the idea that private universities are trying to put. They are trying to instill discipline.
So-called discipline.
Yes, but they are overdoing it.
It's just sad. Is it Babcock Convent? And they're shaving their students' hair for keeping it. You don't get
freedom of expression, people. Freedom of expression.
Forget, dude. This is Nigeria, we're in, man. Guys. My father, sometimes when he sees my, he say, like, I don't know what we have with hair in Nigeria.
I don't get it.
Because if you dye your hair, first things first, you're a disobedient child. Yeah, if you dye your hair, you taint it or anything.
You are officially a cultist in Nigeria.
That's the first thing. You're a cultist.
Once you dye your hair, you're a cultist.
But do you not know the funniest thing? In Islam religion, you cannot dye your hair black, but you can dye it any other color.
Can you?
But me, as a Muslim, yeah, if I tell my mom, hey mom, I want to dye my hair white.
So you have joined background.
You've joined cult, Abi. You've joined cult. So what? I cannot imagine me dyeing my hair white and saying, what's up, mom? Or something. Because it's going to be so sad. But apart from that, police, they're actually going to harass you. And
police will not be your friend. No, they are not your friend before.
Definitely, they are not your friend.
They will become.
Yeah, speaking about police, I witnessed the craziest things with these policemen. Like, there's this new scope I actually observed. Because I traveled from Lagos to Accra in the week with my parents. So, you know, definitely along that long road, they are usually stopovers.
Checkpoints
where they check you, check your boot and stuff. So the first thing is first, when we're driving, me and my dad, you know I'm big now, definitely big man.
Oh,
so I started in the front. You know, I don't know, we have this intimidating missing now in front now. So they say, these people are rich. That's the first thing. So as we're passing, when they stopped us, first things first, my dad did not smile, squeezed his face. I know, shaved beards and everything.
No wow.
So we just mustache. So they cannot actually place him. So like, yes, inspector. And my dad knows their bar stuff. So like, yes, inspector Subaru. Then next thing, they're like, yes, sir. My dad said, yes, how can we help you this sunny afternoon? Like, you get it, disorganized him. I said, we just want to check what's in your boot or something. Like, why do you want to check what is in my boot? We have nothing but food and stuff. Like, my dad just scared him that he was disorganized. The man asked that, are you in the armed forces or anything? Do you get why? Because shaved beards, squeezed face, and looking at him with this serious face.
Straight
that,
up,
how
like,
can I help you, bro?
Don't mess with me.
The guy was like, are you in the armed forces? Are you in the police? And he said, you don't need to know anything about that. Okay, you want to know what's in my boot? I'll open it for you. He said, don't worry, just keep driving. Just keep driving. I have no problem with
like,
you.
Like, I'm telling you, that or know the rule of law. Because one thing police in Nigeria is scared of is lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Once you start.
Yes! Trust me, once you start quoting section, this subsection, this, they get so...
They hate people that actually know too much.
True. But if you can actually prove your point, and if you are in the right,
mm-hmm.
trust me, they would melt. My mother has pulled that stunt countless times. So
that's not a pull, man. If I see the policeman, you know, with car with the gun, just zoom off. I don't have any problem with you, bro. So let's move right to our number eight song. And this is Omar by Desire Tom Queen. The kind of names we get nowadays.
Right.
I think
all the common names have been taken.
Okay.
Right. So people are trying to get creative not only with their music but also with their name.
Can you remember this time where the nickname ZZZ was common? Everybody's adding Z to their name.
Yeah, Zizu, Tomzi, Benazi, everything was a ZZZ something.
So like everybody are trying to be original now. So let's just drive it number eight song. We are Homa by Desire Tom Queen.
It's time, number eight.
I like Nigeria for one thing, but I don't like Nigeria for another thing.
Like,
their diversity actually makes Nigeria a very tough country to manipulate, but it also makes us not have a unified.
Are you sure manipulate is actually the right word? Because Nigerians can manipulate.
Like, true. I think I'm using the wrong English. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine in English.
Exactly.
But can you imagine the effrontery of this? That guy is not Sosha. This North Korean, I don't know whether to call him the president or what do I call him, because of his tyrannic rule. And apparently he said, and I quote, "Give me Nigeria and Ghana to enslave and I promise in the next 5 years they will be one of the top countries in the world."
Mad.
Such effrontery.
He used the word enslave.
Yes, he used the word enslave. Like, it's so painful.
Wait, what type of enslavery? Like chains and stuff, or
man, I don't want to know. It's slavery. I ain't going back, bro. I wasn't there when slavery happened, and I don't think I want to be there when it was to happen again. Dude, I can't be a slave, bro. It doesn't look good on my resume.
OAP, photographer, chief slave.
Chief slave.
Then you know, right? Work experience. You have served under Kunju or something for 2 years as dishwasher. Just write everything down for you.
That shit don't look good. But no matter how white your resume is, that would just be like a whole lot of black. Like slavery. Nigga was just.
But forget, what was the inspiration behind that stuff? Because
I don't get it.
I don't think you can just wake up and say that kind of thing. Like,
I mean, Nigeria has been useless outside. Look at what our leaders have been doing. Like, Vladimir Putin literally called Nigeria a cemetery.
I'm telling you, because, yeah, you actually saw that post.
He called Nigeria a cemetery.
He said Nigeria, we're on holiday, we want to stay abroad.
We have business.
We're taking abroad.
Want to build houses, take it abroad. But when we die,
you just see the old man, just like Wakanda. Bury me in my country.
You understand?
That kind of stuff. We want to die in our country, bury us for your people. What the hell is
what
that?
What the hell?
Basically, every house has a cemetery. Not a cemetery, like a
like,
stuff.
Where they have buried probably the landlord or something.
But you say everybody wants to travel abroad and stuff. It's not actually cool.
It makes no sense.
Well, man,
come on,
like, myself, I don't go like Japa. If I see the opportunity to actually leave Nigeria, one ticket, bro. I'm not buying a return ticket.
You know,
man.
I will start speaking so and so. Hello, hi.
Yeah, when I'm on the phone talking, I'm like, hey, what's up? Pip. What's good? What are you talking
to? 2 days and I will develop a British accent.
Two logs, Seth. As I didn't land for the airport, as I'm reaching the airport.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Good morning.
I'm telling you, man. This up, man. I'll start learning. You know, I'm already learning the anthem, so if you get. I cannot kill myself. Man. Nigeria is not actually my country. Speaking about Nigeria, this sun nowadays.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It's as if we are like 13-hour bus from hell. And then I just opened his doors and he was like,
you know,
receive
this sun can suck blood, bro.
I am going to try this. I'm literally going to try and fry egg on Nigerian road. I'm sure it will work.
No, you don't need Nigerian. Just use a bonnet. Just sprinkle small oil on the
bonnet. I just
order the sun. Yeah, now I'm gonna make him easy. Because it's actually, the other day, yesterday I was in the car, I was on my way, I saw 37 degrees Celsius. What the hell? And you know, that was just by one.
That's not even like the hottest time of the day. God,
like 2 o'clock. Just imagine the temperature. I was just oh my God.
That's how we go do, alright.
We'll be fine now. Yeah, you can see my skin. I'm still looking fresh. I'm still glowing, looking good.
Fine, boy.
Now we do it now, bro. Don't fans me.
Bro, I fight past you. No lie.
Please, let's observe. 1 second of silence for our dear brother. Because he's shooting shots that I'm sure he cannot withstand. Bulletproof, bro. So back to our number 7 song for this week.
We got Queen
by Loti. Omali Chanwa. Queen. What's Queen in your language? Because I know you know.
I don't know, bro.
Eh?
I don't know.
Yeah, hybrid. That,
yeah, I'm hybrid, so I'm in between half Yoruba, half Igbo. So we never even learn any of the two. It's so sad.
So you don't know what Queen is?
Life is sad.
Bro, man, you're part of people actually embarrassing Nigerians.
Stop now. No, I'll go and buy Igbo dictionary. Don't worry, trust me.
I'm sad for you, bro.
Scout honor, I'll buy Igbo dictionary.
Enjoy, guys.
It's time, number 7.
don't you leave. I need you, me. Out of all these women, you're my queen. Don't leave, I need you, me.
So far now, Kenzie, do you have any gist for us about your love life?
Stop now. Why do people always want to hear about my love life like this? It's not sad anymore. I'm done with the sad, you know, aspects of my love. Now, I'm in that limbo, you know.
What
that
limbo?
We're not so much so in, you know.
I
love my babe. I actually legit love my babe. But I am trying to go opposite of what I usually do. Normally I project and I reach a lot. I get a babe and I start thinking 3 years, 4 years, 5 years into the future. Yeah, I'm that kind of guy. Like, if I don't see myself actually being with you long term, man, get out. I don't know you.
That's actually one thing that's actually holding me back, man.
But right now I'm switching it up, man. I'm trying to take every day as it comes. Okay. Just enjoy the moment while it's still the moment. You dig? So that's where I am right now.
So any words for the young lovers out today?
Man, find someone whose choco matches your choco. Finish.
Choco.
Life is not.
I like that. But if you don't find, you can be single like me and just enjoy your life, babe, with no worries and just go smooth. I'm not sponsoring anybody, just myself, man.
I know. Hey, trust me, I ain't sponsoring my babe though. She cool, bruh.
She cool. Don't you feel somehow sometimes that do you get that sometimes you just have to step
you just
in?
Wanna, no,
and you might not just have the means to step in, but you
if
have to
I
step
no,
in.
No, that's one thing I pride myself on, honestly. I will tell her, see, babe, this is what I have in my mind.
She'll be like, you don't always have it.
No, she's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
Like, she's really cool. Like, she understands that, okay, boy is a hustling nigga, boy is trying. Like, she gingers me. Like, she will call. Like, I'm pretty sure when I get home and I check my phone, I'll see text message like, what's up? How's your show? How's everything? Hope it was good. How was traffic? Hope you're not too stressed.
I have like three girls that are doing that for me. Like, this is my ghetto.
You were just, and you keep calling me a hoe. See, I am not the hoe here.
You text me like, how's your day? Have you eaten?
Can you just imagine? You're not friends with any girls. Well, at least pay back, chat.
No, baby, let me enjoy my life. I beg. Next year, I'll be done with school, man. And what will I have?
True that. Well, you would have your degree and, you know, OAP experience, and you probably have blown by then. So,
by the grace of God, man,
have money. So, don't,
beg,
don't.
Let's keep the talk and move right to our number six song. We got Don't Know by Manuel Cole. Enjoy.
It's time, number six.
Been on some long shit like the river now. Nah, let me talk to him. Yeah.
That's Ice Life.
Yeah.
One more time, let me get back in it. Pain in the fire at the same damn time. And my eyes got me feeling like a nightcon living. So my niggas keep on wait. I be really feeling like a nightcon living. Long as all my guys come with me, they don't know the pain I'm feeling. I'm gon' make it yellow villain. I'm gon' make it yellow villain, shit. But they don't know. Hey. But they don't know. Yeah. But they don't know. Yeah, right. I just put up to the block, see my plug up in the corner, put the gas up in the bag and make it airtight. Cause niggas don't wanna see you live life right, so do it on the low. Try to be cooler, ice on me dripping like a jeweler. Help your niggas, don't be a sly like Judas. Nigga keep it straight like a ruler. I'm on a cruise. Tell your main chick at the end of the night, she gon' pull up on pay her dues. I don't talk about it, man, that shit is automatic, so maybe I'm cooler down down. Yeah, I'm trying to put the CD on the map. Yeah, I'm trying to make money, my biggest fan. And I might just ball on them, cause
They wanna fuck with the gang. They wanna fuck with the gang. Niggas, they see me ballin' and they know I'm the man. They wanna fuck with the gang. Cause I'm steady whipping up the sauce. Yeah. Ain't nobody did it, man. I'm cooking in the kitchen. Yeah, they see a nigga whipping up the sauce. Yeah. Wait. And they don't know. Hey. Oh. And they don't know. They don't know. But they don't know. They don't know. Yeah. But they don't know.
You're welcome back. And that was Don't Know by
Manuel
Cole. They don't know. And they don't know. Man, bro, I have talent, man. I'm gonna drop the track pretty soon. Yeah, so people listening out there, your boy G Kems, aka I'm dropping the track pretty soon. So make sure you buy the song. No free downloads, man.
Don't listen to him. He's joking. The soon he's talking about could be like maybe 20 years. So,
bro, but 20 years, I'll be in money by then.
Exactly. You know? No, you'll not be like one of those guys that just go enter track and say, I got money.
Whoa!
I got money. About Benzes in my sleep. I got
bro,
money.
Stop it. Stop it. So as always, you know we bring you the best of the best of fast rising artists.
Yes, yes.
Standard, freshest,
finest,
the baddest.
Sweet Boy Association.
Nah. Super talented.
Don't super know. Soft.
Huh? Sweet voice. Priceless.
Fresh swag.
You guys are just scams, man.
How are we scams, man?
Man, I'm none of those things.
Bro, why are you just trying to? I don't know. Like, why is everybody just trying to be humble?
Humble. Guy, I think humble is the new cool now.
And everything.
There was a time savage was the cool, but now humble is
man,
the new
forget,
cool.
Man, if I have talent, man, I'm going to be proud.
I'm going to flaunt that.
You know, I don't step when you're heading up saying, yeah,
you know, that's me.
That's the spirit, man.
But you're not going to be like the only talented person, so you just got to be chill. You feel me?
So it's true, Sha. Exactly. But forget
what, you. Words of the wise.
So Priceless, what's good, man?
Man, I'm good, man. We grinding, man.
Priceless, AY.
What's happening? What's happening?
How you doing today?
Man, I'm just doing alright, man. I love the reception, though. This place is really, really dope, man. This is like my first online interview, ever.
Yeah. You can only get this on a Refined Countdown show.
Yeah.
So Priceless, the name Priceless. I've been seeing Priceless.
Priceless AY. Don't forget the AY.
Sorry, Priceless AY. What's the inspiration behind the name?
Honestly, that name was actually the priceless part was like this, you know. You know, I went to command, man. I went to command the Paja. So.
Oh my God, command the Paja. Yeah, those schools. Man.
Those schools, man.
How did you cope?
Man, God. Actually.
And your mother's prayers.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I said God, man.
I heard nightmarish experiences from that place, man.
But it was not like all bad, you know. But it was really bad, but it was not all bad. Believe me, man. But like, from like just one to like SS1. It's like
you make you get to that senior.
Yeah. When you get to SS2, man, you're chill. Yeah, you never want to leave the school.
I'm telling you, you don't wash, you don't do shit. Nah. Free food, free money.
Free.
I went to a private school, so I don't know.
Bro,
what you're
I went to a boarding house, man. You get better. You get to SS2, you're a king.
Yeah,
bro.
It was lit, man.
You get free provisions, yeah, like free money. Part, yeah, exactly. You don't do shit. Nah. The only thing you do is just go to school and you come back.
Yeah.
So the name, how do you get the name?
So honestly, man, it's not gonna like sound right, but do you know that? So I was always Sakuri's remix, you know, they did the like
Abidi Bomb Baby.
It was only saying Priceless. So that part I was always saying that shit around school. Like anyone say Priceless, Priceless. Then this dudes in school, like these clowns, all this clowning me, hey, Priceless, you don't come again. You know the
Priceless,
you know they use Priceless. Chop everybody, I'll be the bomb with the price. That was like the only thing. Then I started rapping, actually. So
rapping,
I used to rap. So those people just gave me the name
Priceless
because I didn't really have a nickname or anything. My name was actually Ayo Ewa. So they're like, hey man, Priceless is coming on stage. Like, you guys know Priceless. I'm Priceless. You guys know him as Priceless or EY. They just added it together.
Priceless EY.
That's how happened.
Man. Yeah. Cool. I'm telling you. Dude. Like, I'm like, what's that? They say, what's your nickname? You have added like Z to it. Yes, my name is Warik Z. Yes, yeah, just add something to the back of it. I like the history. If I say my nickname is Second, because if you're anybody else, you definitely have to have a nickname.
Yeah, I was a day student and they gave me a nickname.
What was your nickname?
I am not saying on air.
Do you know the nickname they gave me?
What?
They called me Bush Baby.
Bush? Like, did you cry, like, or something?
Not that I cried. They said I looked like a senior That was called Bush Baby.
Oh,
you know when you come to school, you know this reincarnation person. You look like this guy. That's your name.
So they gave you the
name. They gave me the name. Wow. And it was pathetic. They're not shouting to Baby. You get girls will now call him Baby. Like, baby. This guy is calling Baby. Would you eat Baby? Yeah, when they come, like. The day my mom came to see me and called me Baby, she was like, "What? Who is that?"
It's a new girlfriend. That kind of thing. Yeah.
It's all good, Sha. So, priceless. Now, what have you been up to lately?
Man, it's been a long way. Like before, we even got like the interview and everything. Actually, I think I started music like officially like 2 years ago. Yeah, I remember me now.
Yes, I remember now. Like,
back then. So.
Yeah, for in future, I've known Priceless for about 2 years now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Priceless.
I feel so left out. This is so sad. Don't worry, our farms are now. Yeah, get to know.
Definitely. Now. So that was like about the same time that I actually started recording. You know, my first single was Givenchy.
I go buy you, yeah, Givenchy.
Exactly. So that's when everything started. Then after that, I dropped another single. Then I dropped the Refix. Did you see Refix?
Refix? Okay, after this, I'm going to play it. So, because this song blew my mind. I just said Priceless. Did you see what I don't? Hey, it's all just mad groove.
I did Refix. Then after that, I just went up and I dropped an EP, Tempo.
Mad. Wow. So the EP was actually pretty dope because I had a few songs. Yeah, and your sound is looky different. Like look-y, you said you started with rapping. Then why singing?
When I started rapping, we didn't even know what rap was that time. We're just listening to it, we're just doing whatever. Because you know, it was like way back. So we're not actually heavy rap like them, Tupac or Eminem. We're just messing around with bars and lyrics and everything. But over time, people started telling me, "Yeah, what's up, man? Just do a hook for this time. Don't rap on this song. Just do a hook." Then I did a hook. They're like, "Bro, can you do another hook, please?" They're like, "Bro." So I was just doing hooks. Then you know, when you rapping is something that you know, it's like anointing. It's like, to me, I think rap is deeper than what it is. It's not just writing lyrics, and it takes a lot of work. I would say it even takes more work than singing. I can actually say, like, rappers, I respect those people. They're like prophets.
Okay, before, because you never just play DJ Refix,
yeah, you guys check.
Enjoy, like, just a quick one.
Yeah, let's
enjoy.
Woo! Big shout out to J-O's. Oh, yeah. Let's go one time. Oh, it's our boy Priceless. Oh, sure. Oh, one time. Yeah. Did you see what I done? Came in a blackness, left in a white one. No, I'm just a ganja farmer from another's mama dealer. Yeah. Did you see what I done? Came in a blackness, left in a white one. No. I'm just a ganja farmer from another's mama dealer, eh. She met me at the ATM. She tell me say she really like M. She tell me say she like my kicks. She tell me that she want my D. She know I'm a superstar. She take a photo for the Insta. Send a photo to her mama. Tell her mama she has found a perfect suitor. Oh, she a scammer. But I like her. She a big goof. She a die. I do a lot of things with the exciter. I break it back one time like the lighter. Send me your location, make her feel the vibration. I can pick you up in a Benzo. She a bad girl, I know she can't say no. One time.
Oh, okay, that was groovy.
It was groovy.
Like, I'm like, damn, bro.
Like, did you see what you done?
Yeah. Damn, bro. That was literally the shit. That was the shit.
That was it.
How
well, man? Big shout out to Olumbo. That's my producer right there. Olumbo.
Olumbo. That's good. So, how are you mixing school and what school are you first?
Yeah, I'm in Lagos State University, like the state. Lasso,
if you man.
It's not easy, man.
Just go under the culture stuff and everything. I is pretty hot.
All that was like way back, man.
It's so now the school is pretty cool now.
It's pretty cool, man. If you just respect yourself, do your own thing, you know.
So, how are you mixing school with education?
I don't sleep. I really don't sleep. Like 2-3 hours. Like, if I sleep for 3 hours, I feel like I've slept for a long time. That's how it is.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, now that's work ethic.
Right. So what course are you doing?
Theater.
Oh, I see.
You're doing your thing.
It's not even. There are a lot of scripts where like you have to read and
but look, drama. It's actually pretty cool because it's not. Imagine you doing something like chemistry.
Don't let people fool you, man. There's no easy course.
True that. I can testify to that. Even Yoruba education is not easy.
It's not easy, man.
It's not easy. So that's just how it works, man. and we pray, and my mom see, and I have friends, a lot of people around me that like make things easier. Like for you now, you understand, man. You do a lot for me, man. Big shout out to you.
What's good
for setting this up, man. Big shout out to everybody, man. Bless you guys, man.
That's good. So let's move right on. But what song are we going? Number five song. We got Hold Up by Psycho YP. Do you know Psycho YP?
Don't know him, man. I'm gonna know him now though.
Hold Up by Psycho YP.
It's time number five.
Nowadays I started feeling like a center force. The way my attitude changed up, like a chick going through menopause. I shorty dressing only dental floors, but she ain't even know how much it costs. She only walk out of her vendor doors. Hey, stepping on marble floors. You figure she smelling like Tommy Ford. Hey, how many records got many more? I probably should hit up Kimani more. And tell her I need me endorsements. I hop in the booth and these niggas they fall for you, should be impressed. I leave with my hand on the chest. I spit on the mic with my hand on his neck. These niggas don't have my respect. I'm just ballin', ballin' every quarter. Where the plug a nigga need the order? Why my shorty always got the violate? And he put these bitches in the order. Put these bitches all asleep. 1,000 hours in a week. Aye, pull up and I just. Y'all already know me. Shorty like A-Town from the waist down. More sounds when I come around. Give a quick tip, then I gotta go now. Trap sound is a playground.
Yeah, that was Psycho White P.
That's a dope track, right? Should I do favoritism now?
Hey. I say not compared to our boy over here.
Please don't do that.
I'm kind of assuming that you write your own songs, yeah?
Yeah, I definitely write your own songs.
So do you have like a routine where you go through or something that you just have to do before you write your song?
No, actually, I just believe it's just energy, man. Just people call it vibe. People call it. It's just like the Holy Spirit, but in church.
Holy Spirit. Wait, how do you get to that vibe?
I like
how
that. I actually like that. It's just like the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit for church.
So then the vibe is for music. For like music and every other thing you do. Football, not just music though. Not just music.
How do you get to that vibe? Is there anything that pushes you?
Well, I would say prayer. I would say I pray before I record. Honestly, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Did you go to church today?
Honestly, I didn't, man, because I had this show yesterday at Club Phantom, so I couldn't, like, I woke up, like, very, very late. I couldn't make it, man. I prayed, though. We pray, then we chill, and we just vibe, man. We do a couple of freestyles, you know, to just get ourselves there.
On that frequency.
Exactly, to get ourselves there. Apart from that, man, nothing else.
So you just go with the flow every time.
We just go with the flow every time.
That's talent right there.
So definitely, you've dropped. You have an EP. How many songs so far have you recorded?
Honestly, man, I really don't know.
Wow, that many?
Yeah, that many. But more like,
so, you know, if
the songs are out, you can say okay, the songs are out.
Okay.
So which one? The EP is a 6-track EP. Tempo. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why it's called Tempo is because from the first track, it's like increases like the song. I think the first track is slow motion. Everybody forgets. Then today, now today, then. One Chance, then Miami, then all to the way. Make Mouth is like a trap song, you know. Trap is like the heaviest. It's like it's almost like Mesa, yeah, beautiful. That's what we call it, tempo.
Ooh, nice.
So
I should call you for a show and tell you to perform, which one are you going to perform?
Well, it depends, man. It depends on the show, you know. I have to know what's happening, you know. It depends on the people. If the people that are going to be like mid-30s, 35, 34, okay. I'm going to sing, but mostly females that are there. I'm definitely going to sing Forget. These are mostly females.
Okay, which brings me to the question: worst performance.
Worst performance, bro. Man,
yeah. I want to know the venue, so bro, we can just. Bro, man, I just want to catch cruise. I'll just watch it.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. The performances I've had is like, do you know when you know that you are somewhere that nobody knows you?
But you know, look, that feeling. You guys should be used to that.
So that's the thing. So we don't even know if it was lit or it wasn't. You feel me? But when, like, I've already changed my focus. There's one thing Burna Boy did. You know, Burna Boy is like, hey, what's up, man? I'm bringing up my boy, Dejago. If you know the song vibe, if you don't, you're gonna know it now. So that's how it is, man. So when you get there, we're like, hey, what's up? You introduce yourself. I go by the name Price. Hey, wow, this is a song that I'm just dropping. So even though they don't dance or anything, they listen to the song. So after the show, you get your vibe. After the show, you get your compliments. There's some songs that when you're singing, they'll be like, okay.
Is this nigga?
Okay,
this
like, okay. When the song is done, okay, the guy's dope. Like, hey, what's up, man? I really like what you did, man. Let's invite you for another show. So that's how it is.
Okay. best compliment you've ever gotten?
Best
from a random stranger.
From a random stranger.
Yeah.
I look up to you.
Whoa. I think the guy was like,
bro, I look up to your sound too much. Like, I've been listening to your song. That's like singing songs like Givenchy, okay, Fresh. I was like, wow. I felt accomplished.
You know what I'm saying? But you must ask that question, like, what's the name? Your worst experience.
My worst experience was at Yaba Tech. I think I was supposed, God saved me, I didn't perform Fresh. Fresh is like this, you give me that Fresh. You know, like this is very cool. And Yaba Tech, they're like, Omo.
Come on, you'll be.
You see, you see for yeah. I like, bro, I beg. I have to do a la 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 la. Before the guys ask, you feel me? Like, yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you gonna like. Then I did the DDC refix there. I was late.
Man, that's cool. So before we continue, let's move right to a number 4 song, and this one is by Siju featuring Kofat, and he calls this one "Go One Side." Go One Side. Enjoy.
It's time, number 4.
So Priceless,
yeah.
I know you just got signed.
Yeah.
Signed boy. That boy from Command.
Yeah. I like that. That boy from Command. Yeah.
So how did it happen? Yeah. Record label.
Yeah, the record label. It's Coco Records, by the way. You know.
Coco Records. That's a new one.
That's a new one. You just started, you know. We're gonna get affiliated with OBMZ Records. You know OBMZ Records? They're the one that signed them. How did you get them sugar?
Okay,
Junior boy. Yeah, that's okay. Big bro to me right there. You know, dropped a new song, My Vibe, man. You guys should probably go check that out.
You dropped a new song?
He dropped a new song, Junior boy. Yeah, so we're gonna get affiliated together. And yeah, we're just working. I'm about to drop a song. You know, I've not dropped the song, but you guys have it, and I'm gonna play it for you guys.
We are.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
The Fan Countdown Show.
Can we gloat? I'm gloating right now. We got it first. We got the song first.
Exactly, yes, man. We did.
Yeah.
So how did it happen? Was it connect? How did this scout you and stuff?
Well, the thing is, after I dropped my EP, yeah, I got this. I just saw one request on my Instagram page, like from a few records. There were like 2 record labels that actually wanted to send me at that moment. I dropped. They're like, hey, what's up? I heard Miami and I heard One Chance, and I like to hit you guys up. But those guys like were dolling me. You know, see, we did Nigeria, man. You know, they're like, when you're giving me this 9 months probation, I was like, nah, man. Then Coco Records. Coco is actually my it's like an uncle to me, man.
Okay.
So it was like, you know what, why don't we just, instead of you waiting for, you know, like somebody big like Davido or Wizkid or somebody else to pick you up, why don't you just start from
the scratch?
Let's start doing something among ourselves. Then you go put this record logo, Coco Records. You know, we have like a main, our office is in 11B Olusola Agbaje, like if it's one. So it's a really, really good setup, man.
So it's just a family.
We're gonna start
thing.
From there. It's not really a family thing. There's a contract, though, bro.
There's no family in business.
When it starts to share money,
yeah,
she be rich.
No, why? There's no blood in that money. No,
really. Okay, now let's go back to our number 3 song. Our number 3 song for this is from Brainy called song You know the song, Jay? I heard this song, man.
Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Brandy, man.
Let's go.
It's one time, baby.
Brandy,
baby.
Rebel.
You know, see, voice, baby.
That's how it's life.
Normally, we are supposed to not lie about some things, but.
Guess it. Boys wanna know where I come from. Lagos mainland, Yaba axis. I'm a Igbo, let me know they make noise. Gemini, I'm a no be Pisces. No jam form, why I want form? For me, Jesse, better classes. Ain't old school, we be new school. Ain't class one, ain't classes. Me, I don't like what I don't like. Except Twitter, maybe IG. FBI, no be bandy. But they know what lock back, I do IG. Black on black, beat the darkness. Goddamn SK, no off light. Oh, I love me beating handset. Plus, turn on, no be touch light.
Yeah, that was Best Set by
Brandy.
Best Set, Mad Jump. You can do Mad Network.
Feel the groove.
Can you dance Shaku? Can you do the Shaku?
Yeah, I can do that.
Priceless. Wait, what can you do? You dey sing, you dey rap, you dey dance. I'm sure you are. Wait, are you in a relationship right now?
No comment, I beg.
No comment. Wait. Are you in a relationship? Don't cop the question.
No. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, you are in a relationship and you are not in a relationship.
I'm seeing people, but I'm not in a relationship.
Oh,
plural.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
so far in the Fast Rising community, like, who would you like to feature in the song? Like, who would you like to jump on with? Like,
a lot of
features.
I don't know. Fast Rising, man.
Yeah, Fast Rising.
A lot of people I want to work with, man. It's not even about the Fast Rising. To me, it's all about the music, man.
Yeah.
It's not really about who you are or.
I get you.
You feel me? So, if I have the chance, like, feature anybody, I don't really know, man. I don't have anybody in my mind right now that, okay, I want
okay,
to
like,
a song with this person.
Okay, like, top five that you like to just jump on the song with.
Is it like in.
Just mention five people
in
Nigeria. Yes, in Nigeria.
Oh, okay, the first one, because if you don't know, I look up to Burna Boy a lot. Definitely one beautiful song right
on
there.
The low,
Bonobo, you feel me? Yeah.
It's like grabbing on the low.
Exactly,
Bonobo.
Bonobo, big time. And number two for me right now, Wandeko.
Wandeko.
Top gods, man. Those people are right there. And then, you know, everybody, you know, you have to pass through two people in this Nigerian industry, man. Whiskey and Davido, man.
Man, that's everybody's dream,
man. Man. But number one for me, Bonobo.
Are you going for his concert?
Definitely.
Wait, the last one. One more
person. Honestly, it's way back. You guys probably don't expect this one. Primal, man.
So if you notice, because all the names you mentioned are just song guys, like just vocals, no rapper. You're not giving us
no rapper. Not actually for now, man. Nigeria. If I'm going to, do you know Black Bones?
I know Black Bones.
Exactly. Definitely Black Bones. Right now, am I?
It's all good, child. Let's move right to number two song, and this one's by my boy. Priceless, AY. The song you're just here first on the Redefined Calm Down show.
Yes, yes.
By Priceless, AY. First,
we officially launch it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he calls this one
for them
Queen.
Ladies. For them ladies.
For the ladies. Mm. The ladies you are seeing.
Okay, bro.
Okay, hey, bro.
They're more than awesome.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
It's time. Number two.
It's on my pride.
Kiana,
I know the rush for you. Baby, I'll take my time. Don't love them boys like you. I'm just one jump inside. I ain't got no love for you. They ain't got no good inside. All they got is lust from you. All they want is sex from you. MC, your bum bum, yeah. MC, you are gifted, hey. They wanna touch it, they wanna squeeze it. Don't let them touch it, hey. MC, your bum bum, ah. MC, you are gifted, hey. Don't wanna touch it, don't let them touch it. Don't let them squeeze it, hey. Star on more. Here I go, here I go, more. Here I go, here I go.
Priceless as always. Every boy that comes to the Final Countdown show has to drop something for should I use for boys or for the viewers?
For everybody.
For everybody, you have to drop something. So you're going to drop a freestyle for us.
Freestyle?
Yes, no. And yeah. If you're generous enough, you can add Redefined Energy to it. If
Redefined Energy.
Yes, Redefined. Yeah. Redefined Countdown show.
Redefined Countdown. Hey.
Okay, tell me when you're ready. When you're set. But if it's comfortable for you, because I know you're a genome, bad man Priceless.
Pretty fine. Hey.
Are you ready?
Big shout out to that. Alright, let's start. Let's see. Let's just okay. Freestyle let's go. Thing. Not serious actually, man.
Yeah, pretty fine. Angie. Yeah, what's poppin'? What's poppin'? You knockin', you knockin'. Oh yeah, see, I can see a lot of people coming through the door. Everybody see you on a dancing floor. I'ma put on money, I'ma bake it, I'ma put yeast on, I'ma put the flour. Pretty fine, Angie, pull me on, make me feel like I'm like a Sulian. Yoruba bad man from the street, they wanna touch me on, so they pull me on. Bad man, I don't like to they talk too much. Sicking on my fuck when I tied to lush. Don't talk to me, I'm out the smell. I can see you say you don't like to brush. One time, that's a listen. Come by, redefine, hope you listen. Man, I'm the one, I'm the licking. I'ma be whipping up the stuff in the kitchen. One time. Oh yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell me you are clear.
Cheese.
If I can, man, I'm clear.
Priceless.
That's it. That's it.
Bless me.
I can go home happy today.
I'm telling you, man. Bless. I can just give it, bro. Thank you so much,
Priceless. Hey, why?
Yo, thank you very much, Priceless. Thank you for coming through.
Bless you.
And as always, we are still the Redefined Countdown show, the show that brings you the best of the best of fast rising artists and good music. I'm gonna leave you with our number one song for this week. And this one's by Daddy 99 featuring Pandemonium. And they call this one for
Daddy 99.
You know him, yeah?
Yeah,
so awesome. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Have a nice week. Stay safe. And don't do anything I wouldn't do. But, okay, do some things I wouldn't do. Have a nice week. Bye.
Bless, man.
It's time. And it's number one.
We don't really talk no more. I will never let you go. All I want is you.